Chapter 31. Weather and Time. Understanding the Elements. Weather and time are integral parts of our daily lives, influencing our routines, moods, and activities. In Portuguese, a rich array of idiomatic expressions captures the nuances of weather conditions and time-related concepts, adding color and depth to the language. Chapter 31 delves into these expressions, providing a fascinating glimpse into how the Portuguese language intertwines with the natural world and the passage of time. From the biting cold described as
briol,
to the playful notion of light rain,
chuva molha parvos,
these expressions reflect a cultural connection to the environment. Understanding these idioms not only enhances your vocabulary, but also offers insights into the Portuguese way of life and their relationship with nature. Time expressions in Portuguese are equally vivid, from the urgency of
em cima da hora,
to the timelessness captured by
há séculos.
These phrases reveal how time is perceived and experienced, often with a touch of humor or wisdom. In this chapter, you will explore how to describe various weather conditions, navigate different times of the day, and express the subtleties of time management. Whether you're discussing the mild weather ideal for a walk or emphasizing the cutting-edge nature of modern technology, these expressions will enrich your communication and deepen your understanding of Portuguese culture. Join me on this linguistic journey as we uncover the expressions that make the Portuguese language uniquely expressive and culturally rich. Embrace the elements and the ticking clock with these captivating idioms and phrases.
Briol.
Freezing cold or bitter cold.
Tens de te agasalhar bem. Hoje está briol de congelar os ossos lá fora.
You have to bundle up well. It's bitterly cold outside today, cold enough to freeze your bones.
Até às tantas.
Until the early hours or until late.
Ontem estivemos a dançar até às tantas.
Yesterday, we were dancing until the early hours.
Chuva molha parvos.
Light rain, fine rain that barely seems to wet.
Apesar de ser uma chuva molha parvos, é melhor levares o guarda-chuva.
Although it's just a light rain, it's better to take your umbrella.
Como pinto.
Literal like a chick. Very wet, soaked to the bone.
Depois da chuva torrencial, fiquei como pinto.
After the torrential rain, I was soaked to the bone.
Está frio de rachar.
It's freezing cold.
Hoje está frio de rachar.
It's freezing cold today.
Chiasco.
Very cold or extremely chilly.
Está chiasco lá fora, vais precisar do casaco.
It's very cold outside, you'll need a coat.
Carga de água.
Downpour.
Hoje caiu uma carga de água que inundou as ruas.
Today, there was a downpour that flooded the streets.
Atroviscado.
Stormy day.
Hoje está atroviscado, vai chover a qualquer momento.
Today is stormy, it's going to rain any moment.
Enchouriçado.
Very bundled up, wearing a lot of clothing.
Hoje estava tanto frio que saí de casa todo enchouriçado até ao pescoço.
Today it was so cold that I left the house all bundled up to my neck.
Amanhã ou passado.
Literal tomorrow or the day after. Soon or in the near future.
Vou fazer isso amanhã ou passado.
I'll do that in the near future.
Matina.
Early in the morning or dawn.
Amanhã, logo na matina, vou aproveitar para fazer uma caminhada.
Tomorrow, early in the morning, I'm going to take a walk.
Às 11 no farol.
Literal at 11 at the lighthouse.
Amigo 1, precisamos nos encontrar para discutir aquele projeto.
Friend 1, we need to meet to discuss that project.
Amigo 2, claro. Vamos marcar para às 11 no farol.
Friend 2, sure. Let's schedule it for 11 at the lighthouse. In Portuguese, the expression
às 11 no farol
is used when making plans or arrangements that from the outset are known to never actually happen. It's similar to making a plan that you know will be broken or a promise that you don't intend to keep. This phrase is often used humorously or sarcastically to indicate that the meeting or event will never take place.
Há séculos.
It's been ages.
Não nos vemos há séculos.
It's been ages since we've seen each other.
Como o vinho do Porto.
Literal like Porto wine, aging like fine wine or getting better with age.
A minha avó está como o vinho do Porto.
My grandmother is aging like fine wine. The expression
como o vinho do Porto
is used in Portuguese to compliment someone, suggesting that they improve with age, much like a fine wine. Porto wine, known for its quality and ability to improve over time, serves as a metaphor for someone who becomes better, wiser, or more attractive as they grow older. This phrase is often used to praise someone's appearance, skills, or overall character.
Está dia cinzento.
Literal, it's a gray day.
Hoje está dia cinzento, parece que vai chover.
Today is a gray day. It looks like it's going to rain.
Está calor abrasador.
Literal, it's scorching hot.
Hoje está calor abrasador, é melhor ficarmos dentro de casa com o ar-condicionado ligado.
It's scorching hot today. We better stay inside with the air conditioning on.
Está tempo abafado.
Literal, the weather is stuffy.
Está tempo abafado, quase não se pode respirar.
The weather is stuffy. It's almost hard to breathe.
Está gelo.
It's freezing.
Está gelo hoje, até o carro não quer pegar.
It's freezing today. Even the car won't start.
Está tempo ameno.
The weather is mild.
Hoje está tempo ameno, perfeito para passeio.
The weather is mild today, perfect for a walk.
Está dia lindo.
Literal, it's a beautiful day.
Está dia lindo, ideal para piquenique.
It's a beautiful day, perfect for a picnic.
Muito à frente.
Very advanced or cutting edge.
Este novo smartphone é muito à frente.
This new smartphone is very advanced. This expression means to be very modern or innovative, often used to describe something that is cutting edge or ahead of its time. It implies being progressive or forward-thinking.
A tempo e horas.
On time.
Cheguei a tempo e horas para a reunião.
I arrived on time for the meeting.
Em cima da hora.
At the last minute.
Ele faz tudo em cima da hora.
He does everything at the last minute.
Daqui a pouco.
In a little while.
Vamos sair daqui a pouco, só precisamos terminar algumas coisas.
We'll leave in a little while. We just need to finish a few things.
De vez em quando.
Every now and then.
De vez em quando, vamos ao cinema.
Every now and then, we go to the movies.